Veterans in Denmark are expressing anger and betrayal over President Trump's recent comments about NATO allies in Afghanistan and his attempts to take over Greenland. In an interview last month at Davos, Trump appeared to denigrate NATO allies by suggesting that their troops, quote, stayed a little back and off the front lines during the war. Danish soldiers fought in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq and have been making their voices heard in the streets of the Danish capital. Adrian Murray reports from Copenhagen.
Carrying regimental flags and banners saying no words, hundreds of Danish veterans and thousands of supporters marched to the US embassy, calling for an apology. Wearing a beret and his campaign medals was former army captain Nikolai Tiller.
I lost several of my friends and colleagues in Afghanistan. So this thing became, for all of us, very emotional. And that's why we stand together here to show the U.S. establishment that you are wrong.
The veterans are angry about comments by President Donald Trump, who they feel has questioned the loyalty of NATO allies and disparaged their roles in Afghanistan. Danes have a long history of serving alongside American forces. For retired Colonel Søren Knudsen, who's also vice president of the Danish Veterans Association, Trump's claims that the US never asked anything of NATO allies and that their troops stayed off the front lines have gone too far.
We feel angry, but we feel betrayed, and we feel sad about this situation. The one thing is that he offends our countries and historically is not correct. We were there for the Americans within minutes, hours, days of what happened at 9/11.
Inside Castellet, a centuries-old fortification and barracks which still houses soldiers, veterans of all ages had gathered first by a national memorial honouring those killed in action. 44 Danish soldiers lost their lives in Afghanistan, and many more were wounded. For a small country of 6 million, Denmark's losses per capita were on par with the Americans. Another 8 servicemen also died in Iraq.
Preben Pedersen.
The names of each fallen soldier were read out loud as Danish flags were ceremoniously planted in front of the US embassy, and the solemn crowd observed several minutes of silence. Watching on, supporters Leah Quant and Thijs Munstel held up a sign reading, "No words."
I cry. I cry when they read the name.
We just feel like their memory are being tarnished by the way the American presidents talk about what they did.
Public opinion towards the United States has significantly soured. Trump's desire to take control of Greenland, an autonomous Danish territory, has also angered veterans. Dressed in a traditional white Greenlandic anorak, Geert Slot Bettelsen, a sergeant major and chair of Veteran Project Greenland, wore a red MAGA-like baseball cap, emblazoned with the slogan, "Make America Go Away."
When these words came from President Trump and his administration, my first thoughts went to those who didn't get their loved ones back home alive. There are many veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress. All those people are sitting now and thinking, is that the kind of thank you give to someone?
A few streets away from the Castellet barracks, dozens of young soldiers were changing the guard outside the royal palace. Denmark's leaders have cultivated close ties with the US for decades, a position that is getting harder and harder to maintain. For NPR News, I'm Adrian Murray in Copenhagen.